Our AccuWeather forecast, sunny this afternoon, the high around 57. Public had a chance last night to comment on the proposed City of Racine budget for next year, but nobody even showed up at City Hall to offer anything about the recycling fee increase or the employee raises or the capital improvement program, just to name a few of the higher-profile components. Alderman Mike Shields suggested a raise for council members. That ought to get consideration.
The last time we got raises was in 2005. That's when our city director was on the council, and it went through then. We haven't had a raise since then. I would like finance to maybe put together a possible increase in the alderman's salary and bring that to the next meeting so we can see if it come out of general funds or revenue funds or wherever it is. But I think it's time that we receive a raise also.
Alderman Kuei Shakur, who chairs the Finance Committee, felt that listing all the fees would help to better understand the budget as a whole, to which Finance Director Dave Brown agreed.
I will try to get it together and get it into the adopted budget book, and then moving forward, at least we'll have a platform that we can update each year instead of trying to recreate the wheel. So I won't guarantee that we'll get everything this time around, but we'll work on it and get it in there so that year to year you can see any changes and what all is in there.
The aldermen will have a chance to offer their budget amendments next week, and that will lead up to a committee recommendation and a final vote on the budget by the council November the 15th. Employers in this country adding nearly as many jobs in October as had been predicted. Scott Carr with the numbers.
American employers added a solid 161,000 jobs in October. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast payrolls increasing by 175,000 jobs last month. Still, it's an overall upbeat report on a lukewarm but durable economy before Americans choose a new president next week. The Labor Department says average hourly pay took a big step higher last month, rising 10 cents an hour to an average of $25.92 an hour. That's 2.8% higher than a year ago and the biggest 12-month increase in 7 years. Scott Carr, Washington.
The latest ABC News Washington Post poll tracking finds that Hillary Clinton leads Donald Trump 47-44%, Trump up by 1.3 days ago. Meanwhile, the latest Reuters Ipsos poll has Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump now tied in North Carolina and Florida. Ohio said to be a dead heat as well, but Clinton's lead in Michigan has also dropped to the point that state is now too close to call. An unusual bomb threat scenario unfolded this morning in Kenosha for the Johnson Bank office in the Glenwood Crossing shopping complex along 18th Street east of 30th Avenue, but it ended peacefully a few hours later. A man, possibly with a device, gave one of the tellers a note which led to an alarm and the response of police and the fire department. The Kenosha News indicated the man may have received the note and the device from somebody else, the note claiming that a bomb would go off at around 3 this afternoon. As a result, police established a wide perimeter, including closure of the nearby Pick and Save grocery store and some other nearby businesses. All employees of the bank were evacuated except for the man inside. At around 11:30 or so this morning, it came to a peaceful conclusion. A man in handcuffs observed, minus a shirt, being led away by police. The recent law enforcement raid on a small grocery store at 16th Street and Taylor Avenue in Racine, and the Common Council's vote this week to hold a due process hearing on its licenses, just some of the initiatives toward improving that neighborhood. On WRJN's Community Conversations, Mayor John Dickert noted that 16th Street is a part of a plan to redevelop the uptown area, and it's going to continue to get attention.
I have not only walked that area on four separate occasions myself, I've been in those markets and in those stores. And it doesn't take a genius to figure out when something's going on when you walk in and everybody else runs out.
Neighbors around the grocery store claim there's no way the owner and the manager don't know what's going on, alleged underage sales of alcohol and tobacco, among other things. The due process hearing for licenses on that business has yet to be scheduled. Well, if you were hoping to mail in your absentee ballot for Tuesday, you might be better off dropping it off at your municipal clerk's office.
The post office has been telling us that it may take them a week to get your ballot from the mailbox to your clerk's mailbox, and your ballot has to be there by the day of the election.
That's Reed Magny with the State Elections Commission, who says you can drop off your ballot with your municipal clerk or at your polling place on Election Day. And Michigan-based grocer and retailer Meijer, with a store on the far southwest side of Kenosha, making a rather noticeable change with its women's clothing department. The senior manager of communications is Jennifer Rook, says says they're going to eliminate their plus-size department, which had been separate, and put all women's clothing into the same section, and will have sizes ranging from small to 3X.
When you're shopping with your friends, you don't want to say, well, okay, you guys can go put on these clothes. I got to go over here. So, and we saw that too, and we're like, it's time to make a change.
Meijer believed to be the first retailer to make this move. Rook says that they will also stop charging more for larger sizes. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.